234 Cafe Anyway. It's Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Somewhere in Podcaster Valley, we are broadcasting from Cafe Anyway, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. And it is Mike Matthews.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
And here we are with FFF episode 3327. 3327. It's Mike Matthews. It's great. It's awesome. And I don't tend to do this song very well, so I just do it and then it's done, and then you can tell I'm done doing the song. Excellent. That was some of my best work.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
How much money does happiness cost this year? The ideal income point,
Mike's,
as determined
daily
by research from
podcast.
Purdue.
Yeah.
Purdue University varies depending on where in the world you live. How much in Australia to be happy? $125,000 a year. How much in North America? A little less. $105,000 a year. Southeast Asia, $70,000. And in Eastern Europe, it's only $45,000. Hey, happiness in Eastern Europe. Wonderful. That's from Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He goes and cobbles together all this financial stuff. And he's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekdays in the 5 p.m. hour. And he's on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 a.m. hour. Do you travel around using Uber? I am not much of a Uberist or a Lyftist. I tried to take BART because I figured I moved to the Bay Area. BART used to be one of the best transit systems, the Bay Area Rapid Transit, in the world. And it's gotten so bad. They're trying to crack down on the people that are riding for free, that are basically skipping the gates, the gate jumpers. And they're making it more difficult by making the gates go from floor to ceiling.
Here's today's podcast picture.
So they can't really jump through. They have to squeeze in right behind somebody who's going through the gates is basically what they do. So I'll take that as we go outside. No, we're not going out yet. We're inside Cafe Anyway. But we're looking at the podcast picture, which we do every episode. And it is of the great Rocky the Cat, sitting in front of a very cool painting that I have of the Marin Headlands, and he is very happy sitting there. See that cool picture at mikesdailypodcast.com. I'm sure the late great Basil the Boxer would have chased him off of that perch that he's on and said, no more of this.
This is interesting.
Wow, this is interesting.
So if you do take Uber, make sure you have all your belongings, because they have released... Yeah, check around you to make sure you've picked up all your belongings. Uber released its annual Lost and Found Index, which this year included a 15-pound bowling ball. Somebody left behind their bowling ball. Someone also left behind dentures. And someone left behind a large marble duck. A duck made of marble. Aww. To get that back, owners must either pay an Uber courier a flat $15 fee or pick them up wherever the cars are charged. What? Okay, so my lovely lady friend and I, we were flying to... Where was it? It was to Texas. Actually, it was to Florida and then to Texas. That's right. This was 2021. And we get an Uber to take us to BART, which is kind of weird because you're doing public transportation in one half and then you're doing the private transportation that you're paying for with the other half. Anyway, we were crunched for time. So we took the Uber to BART. And we get out of the car and we're just all scattered brain because we're getting ready. We're trying to fly to, we got to catch the flight. I think it was leaving Oakland Airport to fly us into Atlanta Airport, which we then switched planes, went to Daytona Beach, That's where my mom was. She was still alive then. And it was a great trip, except for this part here, where my lovely lady friend forgot her smartphone, left her cell phone in the Uber. And that was bad because we were, once we left Florida, we were flying straight to Texas to see her family. And well, we needed her smartphone to call her family over there. Plus, we probably needed her phone for other things, but wow. She was somehow able to, how did we even do this? Because I don't have an Uber account. And we had to go through, I think she had to use her email through my phone. I don't even remember how this all happened. But somehow we were able to get a hold of the driver, who was really nice. And he actually dropped her phone off at my house, actually through a mail slot that it's not a mailbox. So if it had been a mailbox, just one anyone could open up and grab whatever was in, that would have been a little more scary, because her phone would have been sitting in that mailbox till we got back from the trip. Instead, it was a mail slot that actually went into the house, so the phone was dropped into the house, and we had somebody watching the house as well, so they came by and saw that the phone was there. Everything was fine. But oh my gosh, I guess you got to pay a $15 flat fee now to get whatever it is that you left behind in your Uber. And they're getting money so many different ways from us these days. I guess this is yet another way they're trying to make money off of us. And their stock apparently is going up. So, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you feel like you need to keep that business in business and keep patronizing.
For you, if there's a law against it, it's wrong, black and white. I just don't see things that way. That's
Well, you ought to give it a try, fella. It might keep you out of jail.
Yeah. Just think about that. Think about what you're doing and how that's affecting everyone. Uber, with your high prices and the way you treat your employees and the way you were able to manipulate an election a couple years back in California.
Anyway.
So you wouldn't have to pay your employees more and give them health insurance and all that stuff. Ugh. Well, I just don't want to participate in helping Uber. I don't know if Lyft is any better, but we're outside a cafe anyway now, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Perhaps you are a gym rat. I know lots of folks that love going to the gym, which is interesting because you got to be careful with the whole how if you aren't using the gym, yet you're still paying for the gym membership every month. And, you know, it just
automatically. It's pretty
interesting. It's interesting how it just gets pulled right out of your bank account. And then they have very strict, bizarre ways to get out of a gym membership, that whole thing. But let's say you're into working out. There is a protein powder shortage.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
I don't quite understand. Oh, late great.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Kit.
Podcasting from Cafe Anyway.
The late great Kit Carr there. Thank you so much, Kit Carr. A whey powder tub that cost $40 on Amazon roughly 6 months ago has jumped up to $54. Okay. We protein maxed too close to the sun. I don't even know what that means, Rob. Just, I know that word maxed is getting used way too much these days. And it all started with the HBO Max, and now everything's getting maxed, and it's annoying. Speaking of fitness, Apple and Oura are winning the wearables race.
And the Oscar goes to...
Apparently those two. Fitness track. If the Oscar is for fitness trackers, the best fitness trackers. They have come a long way from counting steps. Today's wearable device watches, rings, and screenless bands are becoming personal health platforms. Tracking everything from sleep, blood pressure, and recovery, as well as to your heart health. What is my heart doing today? Or, as Celine Dion once asked, where does my heart beat now? We are eating too much protein, I think is maybe what Rob was saying. But, okay. What? Oh, yeah, we are using, so for our health issues, we're keeping our heart issues, rather, our heart health and stress. We're monitoring our stress. The global wearable market shipped last year 600 million devices. 600 million.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. You think about
that. For all the wearables. Do you know, I had one of the earliest wearables, the Fitbit. I had one. I was walking around with it. This is like 2010. And it fell off. Somewhere during my walk, it fell off my belt. And I looked everywhere. I retraced the entire walk I had walked with the late, great Basil the Boxer. Could not find it. So I emailed the guy from Fitbit, some guy I was able to get a hold of, and said, hey, would you like to be on the podcast to promote your
Mike.
Fitbit?
You're such a creative
Thank you.
Soul.
All right.
In exchange, get me a new Fitbit. And he goes, you know what? I'm just going to send you a new Fitbit. I'm shy. I don't want to be on your podcast. And look at Fitbit now. I think, did they get bought out by Google? There's currently over $180 billion now in the wearable fitness tracker industry. And they're going to have over $250 billion by the end of this decade. Apple controls roughly 17% of the global wearables market. Apple ships over...
I don't know. What? Can I talk to about...
You want to talk to wearables?
Come on, wake up. What are you guys doing?
We're talking about wearables.
I don't know what you're doing. Wake up.
This man's confused.
Not woke up. Oh, my God.
He's got some problems that he has with the world today, I think. My biggest problem is with Netflix. Oh, we weren't talking about Netflix? I love that Netflix is being buried by TikTok and short-form video. I hope they go out of business. I watched something last night, and Instagram, too, is burying them, too. Because of... And even though I hate the fact that we have a shorter attention span in this world, it's gotten shorter and shorter over the years. But the thing I watched on Netflix last night was so horrible. In fact, it warrants a Mike's Absolutely Useless review.
Mike's Absolutely Useless Review.
And it warrants Mike ripping someone a new one.
Mike rips someone a new one.
Yes, I was not too happy with this show on Netflix that my lovely lady friend and I...
All right.
We liked at the beginning. We watched about 6 episodes. And suddenly, it got just horrible because they killed the dog.
Live and loco.
I know, I'm a little live and I'm a little loco. I'm definitely live. We have Poppy Kogan to thank and Dolly Wells for this. Oh, this is interesting. According to Wikipedia, it was based on a book by Holly Jackson from 2019. Wow. So the book came out in 2019. The show came out in 2024. So that's a whole 5 years left for this show to gestate before becoming a huge show. You know, this is a huge show, and people listen to us on their transistor radios.
Good morning.
Hi.
Just want to let you know that my transistor radio does work.
It does work?
So I'm grateful
Excellent.
That I can still get the program.
We love having you listening to the program.
I just like to listen when we travel.
Thank you.
I won't try to use my cellular device to listen.
You have a cellular?
Thank you.
She has a cellular device. I guess we all have cellular devices. I mean, the devices wouldn't work without the cellular towers. Cell towers. Okay, so Holly Jackson writes this book in 2019. Poppy Kogan, so that's an odd name. Poppy Kogan then adapted it, and then Dolly Wells directed it. And all I care about is that I want a Dolly Madison cupcake right at this moment outside a cafe anyway. I don't see any OL. But you know what? If I did have one, it would help me not be healthy. And I want to be healthy because I want to walk around and look ripped. Maybe Tai Chi will help me do that.
Have you seen these ads? Yeah, I started Tai Chi walking. Now I'm ripped and this guy's muscle bound. Come on.
I hate those ads. Thank you guys from No Agenda. So funny. The Adam Curry and the John C. Dvorak, or but you know, when they get into their mode where they're completely conspiracy theorists, then I step away. Then I'm just no, you're just. And then when they cough and clear their throats 800 times on the microphone, other than that, I love them. Okay, so they developed this with the German public broadcaster ZDF Neo and a picture company by the name of Moonage Pictures, and it was made for BBC Three. I'm thinking BBC Three is probably one of these networks that tries to push the boundaries, tries to be a little bit edgy. And here's what a Florida cop has to say to you if you're trying to be edgy.
We're going to lock them up, all of them. Then we're going to come lock you up, too.
Going to lock you all up. The sheriff from somewhere in Florida was talking about how the teenagers were being rambunctious and vandalizing. And they said, basically, this guy says, I'm going to lock up your kids and I'm going to lock up you for being bad parents. Woo! All right. This, basically, this show on Netflix has to do with bad teenagers, basically, behaving badly. Teenagers really behaving badly. And a dog dies. And I basically, if you kill off a dog on your show or in your movie, I'm out. Goodbye. Turn you off. Cancel your subscription, leave the theater, I'm done. So if you what does this say? If you sell,
but if you get offended, oh, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. If you get offended, so what? But you know, there's so many things. And the first, and I noticed, and I said this to my lovely lady friend, I notice this a lot with British shows, particularly shows that have to do with murder mysteries. Somehow, it's okay for them to kill off a dog or a cat or a bird. They kill animals constantly in these shows. Forget about even watching All Creatures Great and Small, because that's all about killing off cows and everything. It's terrible. It's fair and it's unfair and unbalanced.
Fair and unbalanced.
Completely. So apparently it debuted, this show on Netflix, in 2024. And I think there are two seasons on Netflix. I won't be watching any more of them. Had kind of an interesting beginning. And then they killed the dog. And then we jumped onto Wikipedia to read what happens next. And seems pretty completely just all over the place. And I think about it now, BBC Three and BBC Four tend to have programming that can be a little bit off and not well thought out and strange. And you just basically have to just prepare yourself for the ridiculousness of it all.
Ridiculous random host.
And that was the case with that show. Okay. But back to this wonderful thing having to do with these wonderful devices, these wearables, that if you have an Apple wearable that tracks your fitness, they have shipped over 40 million Apple watches annually, and they've generated about $18 billion in revenue, and they are leveraging the watch into the Apple Fitness Plus. That, speaking of subscriptions, is a paid subscription service. Oura, not Uhura, who is one of the characters of Star Trek, the original show from the 60s. Uura is dominating the specialized smart ring category. Smart rings. Monitoring how much stress you have, how your heart's doing and all that. They have sold over 2.5 million rings.
I'm super.
Isn't that super?
Thanks for asking.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Are you super because you've just looked at your gadget, your fitness gadget, and see that you're healthy? The ultimate winners aren't just selling gadgets. They are commercializing long-term digital health subscriptions. It's all about the subscriptions. That's why a lot of podcasters you hear are saying, hey, make sure to subscribe. Don't subscribe not just on YouTube, but you want to subscribe on my Patreon channel. because I get you all this extra content for free. No. No, thank you.
You got to be able to look at a room and still look at your app. And yeah. Hit the app and use the app, but you still got to look at a room. Otherwise, you're going to walk into a wall. And that's going to sound like... I love Mike.
Thank you, Rob.
I'd give him a raise, but nope.
Thank you. That means so much. Okay. So I got that from him. Then this came out to me from where I work. And maybe it's something that would help you as well. Artificial intelligence. As AI-powered search tools, such as chat-based assistants, you know, your ChatGPT, your Gemini, your Copilot is the only one I use, but there's a bunch out there. And they're also sometimes called generative search engines. As they become more widely used, it's important to recognize that not all information they provide is trustworthy. Whoa. See, I have a true California accent. That is not a true California accent, what I just did. I think I was going somewhere East Coast with that, but be careful. Be aware of manipulative,
right?
Manipulated results, because attackers can influence AI-generated responses to include misleading or fraudulent information. Yes, not everything your artificial intelligence says is real intelligence is true. Be careful of malicious links. AI tools may surface links, they may show you links that appear legitimate, but actually will lead to phishing sites. You don't want to click on those. And it may also lead to malware, and you definitely don't want that in your computer. AI-generated answers are often presented confidently, even when they are incorrect or unsafe. Be careful of information that is given to you confidently.
Jeans.
When they're telling you about jeans. When they're telling you about how nice their blue jeans are. You may not, even though they're telling you confidently about the blue jeans, you have to take it with a grain of salt, or as the British say, a pinch of salt. And this is maybe what the accent was I was trying to go for.
Told off.
Let's see. But that's all very good. I love that sentence, and I want to frame that on the wall outside a cafe. It'll be a framed thing outside of cafe anyway. Usually you put framed things inside of a place. This time I'm going to put it outside so you see it as you walk into cafe anyway, that AI-generated answers are often presented confidently even when they are incorrect or unsafe. So what you should do is verify before you trust. Always confirm important information using official resources or known trusted websites. Trusted sources. Check out the sources. Don't ever click on anything that's unfamiliar, any unfamiliar links. Avoid that, and don't click on links from AI tools unless you are confident they are legitimate. And always inspect the URLs that you are supposed to be, you know, the website that you're going to, or where they're telling you, you know, click on this website. Check out that URL. That unregistered link.
This isn't right!
No, that's not how
There's
it is.
Something wrong!
I'm saying that wrong. But yes, before you click on that website, watch for misspellings, unusual domains, suspicious formatting. If you are suspicious of anything, if it smells like a fish, don't click on the fish, because you may be fished. Does that make sense? All right. And if you encounter suspicious links, questionable AI information, or believe you have interacted with malicious content, well, here it says to talk to IT, but if unless you're working for the company I'm working for, that ain't going to work. So you just got to be careful of anything that may be dangerous. It's so easy to click on something that's dangerous, and it's going to mess everything, and we're going to have to call the Knights of Knee to help you.
We are the Knights who say Knee.
Look who's here.
Hello, Michael Masters, Mother Moon, to be going to all this, that was very helpful. Ooh.
Do you like to use artificial intelligence?
Yes.
Do you like the Knights Who Say Knee?
Yes.
Do you like it when I'm slightly hesitant?
No.
Okay. I was a little hesitant there. We heard from Kit Car recently. That was so cool. Okay, before we get to these next characters, I would just like to say these two people are awesome, and they're great, and they're going to say some amazing things like this.
Oh, like, this is Floyd the Floor Man!
And this is John Deere, the engineer. Yes, always be careful of anything malicious. You don't want to click on anything malicious, Mike. Malicious or suspicious. Excellent advice. All right, well, do you have any helpful advice about using artificial intelligence, or do you just throw yourself into it willy-nilly and accept everything that it tells you to be absolutely true? Here's the number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut up? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
I don't want to be working in ballet or opera or, you know, things where it's like, hey, keep this thing alive, even though no one cares about this anymore.
Ah, calling the old way. Fascinating. And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening to Mike's Daily Podcast.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.